Peter Bocage at San Jacinto Hall on Dumaine Street, New Orleans, about 3 years ago.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
Don't you know I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him? Oh, baby, I'm wondering, little girl, I'm wondering, how can I make you love me a little more than you love him? Oh, baby, Jimmy was your sweetie pie, your precious one.
Say you love me too, but baby, I'm wondering. tears of the gods.
Yes, the tears of the gods.
This is Chris Earle on Time Travel, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 p.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. But right now, you're time traveling back to November 11th, 1967, on Tears of the Gods.
During the winter of 1966, four Louisiana-born jazzmen, plus two veteran musicians who have long since proven themselves highly compatible in the New Orleans style, were recorded together while on tour as a unit in Germany. Alvin Alcorn was on trumpet. Jimmy Archie from Norfolk, Virginia, was on trombone. Donnell Howard from Chicago was on clarinet. Alton Purnell on piano. Pops Foster on string bass and Cy E. Frazier on drums. It was in Hamburg that this group was taped on that old favorite, Ting-a-Ling. Original New Orleans All-Stars, as it sounded in a studio in Hamburg, Germany, on February 21st, 1966. Alvin Alcorn, Jimmy Archie, Donnell Howard, Alton Purnell, Pops Foster, and Cy E. Frazier. Alvin Alcorn, the trumpet player there, is one of the younger New Orleans musicians who continues to make his way with the old sound. Alvin was born in New Orleans in 1912. And was introduced to the trumpet by his stepbrother, George McCullough, a man who had worked with John Robichaud's dance band, as well as with the Excelsior Brass Band under Peter Bocage during the early 1920s. Alvin Alcorn worked in the New Orleans bands of Sidney Devine and Armand Perron during the late 20s and the early 30s, before setting out for Texas to join the swing group of another Crescent City-born musician, Don Albert. Actually, much of Alvin's trumpet playing is based on big band orientations, as well as both the Devine and the Perron groups were in the Reading tradition, although many of the individual musicians in them could play real jazz. He returned to New Orleans in 1940, where he was soon sitting in with an aggregation led by that fine clarinet player, Polo Barnes. Then, after filling in with various types of bands around the city for the next decade or so, Kid Ory called him out to California in 1951 to come into his reconstituted traditional group based out there. The Ory Band made several tours during the 1950s and also recorded quite a number of times during that period. Alvin became fairly well known as a result of his traveling with this group, and his clear and ringing lead horn did much to acquaint fans on two continents with traditional jazz. For the last few years, Alvin has been back in the Crescent City, playing concerts in bands led by George Lewis, Sweet Emma, and Bill Matthews. He also parades on many a Saturday and Sunday with the famous brass bands of the city. Rounding things out, he's the vice president of the Colored Musicians Union in New Orleans. Alvin Alcorn, New Orleans jazz trumpet player.
Looking out on the morning rain, I used to feel so uninspired. And when I knew I had to face another day,
how do you do to you? It's In Sound time again. Time for one of you listeners to pick the record that we turn the spotlight on. On the line, we have a young gal who wrote from Tampa, Florida, Helen White. And Helen, hello.
Hi, Harry.
Helen, what would you say is one of the records really moving up the charts in Tampa?
Well, I think Foxy Lady by Jimi Hendrix is
going to
be a hit.
Okay, Foxy Lady, our featured record then. Helen, thank you for picking it, sweetie.
All right, thank you.
Little heartbreaker, Foxy. Yeah. And you know you are sweet little love. sexy lady. Lady, here I come, baby. I'm coming to get you.
Tonight, we are traveling back to the second week of November 1967 through the magic of multiple technologies. A double time traveling episode, a radio show within a radio show. So the concept is that we're going back to the second week of November 1967, 57 years ago, and we are mixing up the top Billboard hits of that week with music from Jimi Hendrix's incredible debut album, Are You Experience, which was released in the summer of 1967. And then, interspersed between that, we're hearing excerpts from a radio show broadcast on WGBH on November 11th, 1967, with longtime WMFO DJ Hank Fonts. He was on WMFO for 23 years. And before that, he was on WGBH, and he hosted this show, Real New Orleans Jazz, 1967 and in 1968. So we kicked off that last set with Jimi Hendrix's cool cover version of Hey Joe, that got him discovered by Chaz Chandler, former bassist with the Animals and who was his producer. And Eddie Kramer was his engineer. And Eddie Kramer was the most famous music celebrity that I ever got coffee for in 1979 and 1980, I was a intern at a professional music recording studio in White Plains, New York, Northlake Sound. And one day I was introduced by my mentor to this guy named Eddie, who was working at the time with Peter Frampton. And I didn't realize who he was at the time, but I can say he's a very nice person, and I've read so many interviews with him afterwards. I've learned so much. And as I was discussing with Mike Stewart here in our WMFO offices, one of an outstanding guitar effects pedal is made by this company, Digitech. And it's essentially the sounds that Jimi Hendrix used in a whole bunch of his songs. And you have a little selector and you get that. And then, like, there's one for Purple Haze. And there's the regular guitar tone. There's the solo guitar tone. And you move the pedal back and forth. And Eddie Kramer was consulted with the company. And I think it does very realistic jobs of getting those elusive guitar tones. So, yes, after Hey Joe, we heard is introduced by Hank, Peter Bocage with Breathe. And then it was The Doors with People Are Strange. Stevie Wonder followed with I'm Wondering. And then Hank again introducing the New Orleans All-Stars with their song Ting-a-Ling, recorded in Hamburg, Germany, 1966. And we concluded the set with Foxy Lady, obviously from Are You Experienced? Meanwhile, backing me up right now is the love theme from Romeo and Juliet from Henry Mancini. A big Billboard radio hit in 1967. So in the next set, we're going to be doing the same thing, only different. We're going to hear a song about San Francisco. Yeah, be sure to wear flowers in your hair when you visit San Francisco. Also, we're going to let it hang out with the Hombres. Hank will introduce the Eureka Brass Band and the song they're going to play for us. And we'll hear The Wind Cries Mary from Are You Experienced. We'll conclude with The Who, but we're going to begin with another big hit from 1967. Here are the Box Tops with The Letter on WMFO.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane.
Freak.
Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spare. Got to get back to my baby. Lonely days are gone. I'm going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more. Anyway, yeah, got a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
on March 3rd of 1958, the Eureka Brass Band, under its leader Percy Humphrey, was recorded at Maggie Tappan's Meeting Hall on Dryad Street. Percy was on trumpet alongside of Kid Sheik and Willie Peugeot. Sonny Henry and Albert Warner were on trombones. Reuben Roddy was on alto sax. Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax. Red Clark on sousaphone. Alfred Williams on snare drum. And Robert Fuclose Lewis on bass drum. Among other numbers recorded that eventful day was Just a Little While to Stay Here. Brass Band of New Orleans, Louisiana, as it sounded in the uptown side of the city almost 10 years ago. Of the 10 men on that recording, only Percy Humphrey, Kid Sheik, and Emmanuel Paul are still alive. These three gentlemen are still going strong down there. However, time has taken its toll around town these last few years. The old music goes on, but the legendary musicians who have created this world-renowned New Orleans jazz do grow fewer and fewer and fewer. Another 6 or 7 years may see the practical demise of this venerated sound on the streets of the city, as well as in its concert halls and private social gatherings. These men are just not being replaced.
After all the jets are in the boxes, and the clowns have all gone to bed, you can hear happiness staggering on down the street. Footprints dressed in red, and the wind whispers fairy. A broom is drearily sweeping up the broken pieces of yesterday's life. Somewhere a queen is weeping, somewhere a king has no wife. And the wind, it cries very.
Friends, you're about to receive on John Barleycorn, Nicotine, and the Temptations of Eve. No barking by the sewer sign, hot dog, my razor broke, water dripping up the spout, but I don't care, let it all hang out. Hanging from a pine tree by my knees, sunshine through the shade. Nobody knows what it's all about. It's too much, man, let it all hang out. Saw a man walking upside down, my TV's on the blink. Made Galileo look like a Boy Scout. Sorry about that, let it all hang out. Sleep all day, drive all night. Brain my numb, can't stop now. For sure ain't no doubt, keep an open mind, let it all hang out. Inside big brown moon. How does that mess your baby up leg? Eating a Reuben sandwich with sauerkraut. Don't stop now, baby, let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out. Let it all hang out.
In 1963, the Eureka Brass Band was recorded with Percy, Sheik, and Peter Bocage on trumpets, Albert Warner and Chicken Henry on trombones, Willie Humphrey on clarinet, Emmanuel Paul on tenor sax, Wilbert Tillman on sousaphone, Cy E. Frazier on snare drum, and Robert Fuclose Lewis on bass drum. Among the offerings that day was By and By. there they go, the members of the Eureka Brass Band, surcharged with the spirit of old New Orleans. Next Saturday night at 11, you'll be hearing some more of this music, a music that has for 75 years made the city of New Orleans the jazz citadel of the world. We'll have bands led by Kid Thomas Valentine, Oscar Celestin, and George Lewis. Hope you'll be listening in. This is Hank Fonts once more stating, without fear or favor, this is New Orleans Jazz.
If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play, and never see you when deliberately you put things in my way. Well, here's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. You took advantage of my trust in you when I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys, and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial, because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. I know you've deceived me, now here's a surprise. I know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. Oh yeah. Eiffel Tower and the Taj Mahal, nice to see on clear days. You thought that I would need a crystal ball to see right through the haze. Well, there's a poke at you, you're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile, because all the while I could see for miles and miles. I could see for miles.
Mankind, dead kings, many things I can't define. Old Cajun spots, wagons, clutter your mind. In the sense of temperaments, the color of time.
Who cares what games we choose? Little to win, but nothing to lose.
In the sense of temperaments, meaningless mounds. Turn on, tune in, turn your eyes around.
Look what you saw, look what you saw.
Yeah,
look what you saw, look what you saw. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tutored by the cockeyed world in two. Throw you by the one side, it's the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
Little to win, but nothing to lose.
got nothing to lose.
You've been listening to the Tears of the Gods sound collage, only here on WMFO in Medford. We have been doing a double time traveling episode this week, going back to the second week of November 1967, playing you top Billboard hits from that week, along with tracks from Jimi Hendrix's outstanding debut album, Are You Experienced, mixed up with the complete November 11th, 1967 WGBH episode of Hank Fonce's Real New Orleans. We began that final set with the Box Tops and the Letter, and then it was the Eureka Brass Band, just